Ladies and gentlemen, Back Gig Studios Lounge is proud to present The GigCast.
Live.
Jeez, you know, I forget about that part, recorded live part. Anyway, welcome to the GigCast 170-something, the New Year's show for 2008-2009. Yes, we missed last week. That wasn't exactly planned, but it was Christmas, so we took the day off, and that's just the week off. And that's the first planned miss GigCast in over 3 years, so shoot me. But anyway,
we missed one before then?
Well, the last show, the Thanksgiving show of the month before. Remember
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the blizzard of 1947.
Yes, that one. Anyway, I'm your host, JT Shea. Joining me, as always, is Scott from the wilds of Wisconsin. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing all right.
Excellent. And we're doing this on TalkShoe for the first time for the GigCast. We thought we'd give it a shot, something new and different for the New Year's. And obviously, it's a gimmick because we didn't prepare anything for this week. But joining us on the talking part, where they can actually join in, is Brian Gibson from Stupids.com. Brian, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Excellent. Glad to. Matter of fact, we just had coffee with Brian and his family this morning at the park in Dundee. It was very nice.
Oh, yes. Did the job. The kids are asleep, so.
Oh, really? Mine are still bonking off the walls, so, and they're going to be up till midnight, so I'm not even worried about them. And also joining us is Katie Skakelski. We called her Mr. a while back, a few shows ago. Apologize for that, Katie. And how are you doing?
All right. I'm doing all right as well.
I'm glad you were able to join us today. And what's your website again? I can't recall it off the top of my head. I apologize. I'm bad.
That's all right. It's synchronism at thinksync.com, thinksync.com.
Sweet. Well, welcome again to the GigCast. And like I said, this is a different type of show. I don't have a shallow thought to put in here. I don't have a Brian Anderson spotlight to share with you, unfortunately, because I don't feel like editing either, because it's one of them type of weeks.
Excellent.
But what we want to do is we want to talk about the last year in webcomics and what went on in people's night gigs, what they've accomplished, what they remember, the highlights, the lowlights. So does anybody have a specific 2008 memory? I want 19 already. 1987 memory they want to talk about? Anything that? What were some of the bigger stories for 2008 in the world of webcomics?
My God, it's like we have to be prepared for the show.
Yeah, well, this is off the top of the head. I'm sitting here with a Smittix, or actually it's a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale in my hand, and I'm really not thinking too much. But if you had to think back, I mean, there was the whole thing, of course, with the Platinum Studios and DJ Kaufman and Hero by Night. It was one of the bigger dramas.
Made a lot of news.
Made a lot of waves. I mean, the whole thing with Platinum not paying their people and all kinds of stuff going on there. But but
we had a lot of new entries too into the market with Zuda and I'm sorry, Zudos, right? Yeah, Zuda. I keep getting my Zulu and my Zuda and my Zune and my and all these funky new names and yeah, with. But like DC got into the market and Marvel tried to do a few things Platinum Studios bought what's the PDF site?
Wowio.
Wowio, thank you.
Yeah. They tried to do something, but they're still struggling and their stock is sucking.
Well, it's kind of like let's strike while the iron is ice cold.
Yeah. And we, of course, had later on in the year, we had some other, you know, entries into the webcomic world, like for instance, Frumpf, who just signed into the chat with his webcomic listing service and other things he's been doing there, really kind of taking the webcomic world by storm, which is kind of neat in a good way, helping people out, getting the word out to about webcomics, to bringing people together that might not have seen each other. Like I said before, the world of webcomics isn't really one big continent. It's a bunch of little islands that a lot of people don't know about other islands. There are little pockets of webcomics out there which don't interact with each other. When you find a new pocket, exactly, it's kind of exciting. Yeah. Exactly. Hey, while I'm talking about the chat room here on the TalkShoe Podcasting Network, if you guys want to put your URLs in the chat, I will let you know who is in there, because we got a pretty good group already. I'm kind of excited. We've got about probably 12 people, 10 people, including myself and whatnot. Oh, Frump, I can unmute him. See, yeah, I'm not paying attention. I'm not paying attention to this being in charge of clicking on people while talking. But so, Mr. Frump, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great.
Yeah, it's going pretty good here too. Yeah, Having a good night.
Yeah, we've got talking about in the chat room, we've got Dungeon Warden from, of course, the dungeonlegacy.com, as well as Zim. We've talked about him last few weeks, back from the webcomic Undead in swordandhand.com.
It's kind of very appropriate to talk about the undead when we're talking about Sword and Hand.
It is. Oh, and Miss Denise Gwynn, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm unmuting her as we speak, so we're just going to have a bunch of people just chiming in. Miss Gwynn, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yeah, you should get on Twitter and re-advertise the fact that it's going on.
Yeah,
right,
I should. Again, this is just usually I just sit in front of the microphone and talk and maybe twiddle a knob at the beginning and then don't touch it. Now I'm doing all kinds of stuff. It's a little daunting.
No, this is exactly how we usually do the show. We spend the first 10 minutes going, what are we doing?
Is that Scott?
Yeah, but then usually I edit.
That's me.
Usually I have a chance to edit. And I'm not doing. I'm not editing this time because it's a holiday tomorrow. And yes, TalkShoe Gigcast Live. Now I'm trying to type on Twitter and talk. And jeez,
multitasking, isn't it wonderful?
No, Gigcast Live.
I'm still learning that skill. I was thinking this entire year was really good for webcomics. There were a lot of great things that happened,
as well as
all of the drama as well. I mean, but
very true.
You know, I've counted over 65 new webcomics that started this year. 65 of them that are quality.
Oh, quality. Okay, you had. Thanks for that qualifier, because I can guarantee you there were a lot more than that.
Well, ones that you can actually take note of.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
Crying Human for one of them. Oh, great comic.
Yep. Yep, yep. Didn't Zerfport and Fred start up this year? Maybe?
I don't think it was. Maybe.
I'm just trying to.
I think it's up to 230 strips, though.
Okay, maybe not. Well, but it's a daily, right? Five times a week,
well,
so
no.
230 divided by five. What? No? Mm-hmm. Is it three times a week?
Circle versus Square came new. Star-Crossed Destiny. The Slightly Askew Adventures of Inspector Ham and Eggs. Uncubed started, Second
Krishna,
Shift, Ant Guy,
mm-hmm.
Head in the Clouds, Jack P. Chill, Elderly Apple, Between Places, the photocomic Union of Heroes, The Crooked Gremlins, that one's a good one, The Glass Urchin, very cute, and Edemia is pretty cool.
Very good. Hey, Scott, we got to have him on there more often, that we don't have to do any work at all. We just got to have him, and he can just...
Well, that is your ultimate plan.
It is, to finally do a good cast where I don't have to do anything. That's pretty much the plan.
Just show up and host.
Except for, you know, receive the income check.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, income,
yeah,
what?
We're rolling in the dough this year.
The what? I don't know what that is.
What did we do?
In who? Money? Huh?
Well, no, but this has been a big year for the Gigcast. This is the first year that we haven't had to dish out money for the GigCast.
Very true. Very true. Project Wonderful
is that including your con trips?
No. That we try to look at those more as vacations, places we go to have fun and just happen to do stuff with Night Gig and the GigCast. Because otherwise we just cry. Anyway.
Well, and quite frankly, sure, it's paying for my con trip this year because I ain't gonna make it.
New Year's miracle, people. Go to madscottcomic.com and buy his stuff. We just need another 20 people to buy a $10 pack, and he will be at MegaCon. It's not asking much.
Yeah.
And at the same time, then go to Night Gig and pre-order the book. We don't want you to spend any money on us. Just pre-order the book.
No, I'd rather you guys – seriously, it's – although I would love the trip to Florida – it's completely understandable that this year has just been all around tough to make ends meet. And there have been a lot of comics that, you know, have had to go back and get that day job. You know, they were able to kind of make a buy with what they were making off the comic, and now have had to kind of go back and, you know, supplement their income by working part-time jobs and things.
Yeah.
But it's not the end of the world.
Well, it could be. Well, 2012.
You think so?
Yeah, 2012, actually. December 23rd, 2012. It was the end of the world. According to the History Channel.
Excuse me.
Ow. That's great. But yeah, the world of webcomics did have a lot of good things happening this year. Who's humming? Anyway. Hey, Vertigo X is signing in. He is a
February 13, 2007.
The what?
Zorfert and Fred.
2007? Okay, so it's 2 years old.
Yeah, one year.
What's the difference? It was alive in 2008.
Hey, you want to hear a little Dawn Griffin news, though?
Sure.
She's engaged to be married.
Oh, outstanding.
Yeah. It's really cute how she got engaged to be married, too. Her husband, hid the ring in her Christmas stocking, and so when she woke up to check her Christmas stocking with her husband, the ring was right there, and he proposed to her.
Aww.
I think he's just really covering up for the fact that Santa Claus dropped it in there.
He was just as surprised as she was.
He's taking advantage of a good situation. Santa Claus dropped a ring in her stocking. He claimed it as his.
You know what?
Brian
told me that this morning about the whole Dawn thing, and I didn't realize. I forgot, because that's kind of.
I was thinking, you know, Christmas Day is a perfect day to remember the anniversary that he proposed too. So I mean, it's like, you know, double bonus for the guy, because, you know, guys can never remember that stuff.
Sure. Sure.
Guarantee he'll forget.
I know. You
do that kind of stuff because you think it's going to be you think it'll be a day you'll never ever possibly forget.
Doesn't happen.
And you will, because you'll get buried under other things.
Yeah.
So
if you forget your anniversary on Christmas Day, you are totally in the doghouse, because it's like forgetting your wife's present right then and there.
Yeah, little note from the guy who's been married for a few years. When they say they don't want anything for Christmas, they want something for Christmas. Don't fall for that. Oh, you don't have to get me anything. Don't fall for that. No matter how long you've been, don't fall for that. Don't do it.
Kind of the old, do I look fat in these pants?
Right.
No, I'm sorry. Your butt makes you look fat in those pants.
there are a bunch of new webcomics podcasts that came out in 2008. Not to bring it back on topic.
That is true. That is true.
I think the Beacon and launched
some
this year.
Revivals as well.
Yeah. I mean, of course, they got the whole ones that were on the front. The TGT podcast was this year, right? Am I wrong? Please tell me I'm right.
No, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
That's right.
8 months.
See, I did no research, but I'm pretty sure webcomic Beacon started this year.
We'll find out.
I think so.
See, I'm your fact checker.
Oh, no, wait. They just went over a year, didn't they?
Yeah.
They just had the year anniversary.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did.
Wait, they didn't hit their stride until 2008. How's that? Will that work? Will that cover my gaff there? And
Vertigo X is from TDT Webcomics, the the podcast webcomics for readers, and not necessarily for artists, but on a reader's perspective.
Is that what that sign, Katie, is that what that noise is? The cat jump purring on the line? Maybe I can't.
Can you hear it? Yet. I'm sorry about that.
No. I can't. I thought
no,
maybe
that's all right.
There was a hum on the line before. I thought maybe that was it. But
it's quite possible. I have a kitten curled up on my lap purring.
Oh, so. That's beautiful. That's okay.
Little kitten or
you can identify
kitten?
Like any noise in the background.
a fairly big kitten. She's 9 months now, so getting close to that cat stage.
She's downright dangerous.
I've been dealing with cats a lot lately in Animal Crossing, and I'm telling you, they're really catty. I mean, they're really like chatty. It's awful. Yeah, we got Animal Crossing for Christmas for the Wii, and I'm obsessed with paying off my mortgage because I can't do it in real life, so I want to do it on the video game just to have some sort of accomplishment.
Wii Fit already, did you?
No, I have to get back into Wii Fit now. The New Year is upon us. I need to jump back on that horse too.
Yeah. You want to know the real reason I can't make it to MegaCon?
Why is that?
Because I totally blew my diet, and I can't I can't embarrass myself by going down there and still, you know, still being the chubbiest man behind the table.
Yeah, but you'd be behind your own table, so you won't have anybody, so it'll be okay.
That's true.
Ah, well. No big deal. Brian, who will be glad to take your spot.
He can impersonate me?
No, well, he's going to probably have your name on the thing there, but
all right.
We'll put his name over your name. Right, Brian?
We'll figure out how that works.
Right.
Yeah, Mad Brian doesn't really work as well. I don't know.
you never know.
It could.
All right. December 14th, 2007.
December 14th. Okay, yeah, they, like I said, they just went over a year. See, I knew that much. As soon as I said it out of my mouth.
Well, I hope it works, Scott, because I was looking forward to meeting you.
I was looking forward to going down because Brian Anderson's going to be down there. You're going to be down there. Casey Green's going to be down there. There's going to be – you guys are going to have a great time.
Yeah, we are. We are going to have a good time. But it just won't
have
be
a nice time, too.
It won't be the same without you. Hey, Carl stopped by the other day. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, he came through. For those of you who don't remember Carl, he was on the show at its inception many, many years ago, and he does a webcomic called Drawn Sword. I'm not sure it made it in the move, if it's still on there somewhere, but it will be up eventually somewhere. But yeah, he stopped by and gave me a Cylon 5-pack, one of those minifigs. You know, not the minifigs, what are they called? The
models?
No, the mini mates. It's a Cylon 5 pack.
Oh, mini mates.
Mini mates.
Mates, mini mates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Little plastic things.
Yeah. Very cool. But anyway, he was looking forward to MegaCon. He's a guy who basically is our central hub for getting things organized for MegaCon. Should be good.
Hey guys, I'm sorry to run, but my wife's ready to go out, so we're going to step out for a while.
All right, well, have fun.
No, that's all right.
Hello, everybody in person.
You going up to Scoots, whatever? Or what are you doing?
Yeah, we're going to sit outside of Skips and drink a beer, sit at the bench, and watch other people that actually have money to go out. And
people watch. Well, have fun. Downtown Dunedin is a beautiful spot to go and sit and do that, so enjoy, man. And we'll see you next week.
Hey, sounds great. Everybody have a great year.
Remember, folks, that's stupids.com. Check it out. Updates twice a week. Guy's an amazing artist and a great cartoonist.
Well, it's a totally fun strip to read.
It is a fun strip. It's very fun because real life adventures, folks. Mm-hmm. He's told me.
Hey, you know what?
See you, Brian.
You know what was kind of big night gig news for 2008?
What?
We Cinder Main redid our logo.
Oh yeah, we finally got a awesome night gig logo, which is we love it. Did I tell you I made?
Yeah,
that?
We.
Go ahead.
We still got to get around to mass producing some T-shirts with that on there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Hey, didn't Night Gig also revamp their forums?
We did a reboot, pretty much. It was kind of like a reboot. Unfortunately, we lost all the.
Truthfully, we weren't really sure how stable the forums realistically were anymore. They'd been moved twice, and they'd been upgraded a number of times. And quite frankly, they were a little on the flaky side.
Very flaky.
So we thought it best just to start from scratch.
Mm-hmm. And so we did.
Well, very cool.
And how they're working. Now when you actually subscribe to a thread or whatever, you'll actually get an email saying that it's been updated. Somebody said something. So much more usable.
Twitter became very popular this year.
Twitter became huge in the podcasting world as well as in the webcomic world. Pretty much all your favorite webcomic artists are on Twitter. From Scott Kurtz down to Danielle Corsetta to you guys, anybody, you know, people that run the sites, you know, Frump, you know, all the podcast people from Beta, you know, Beta Pwned and everything from that other podcast we were talking about earlier, whatever it's called, Webcomic Weekly. And they're all Webcomics Beacon. That's it. Yeah. See, I'm there. I'm on top of the game. Twitter, I know you guys, most of the people that are listening to us live right now is because of Twitter. Without Twitter, we couldn't get I love doing the Twitter bits on the Gigcast because it's like almost like live breaking news, sort of, in a way. It's fun. Good point there. I know, really seeing more, not so much. A combination of 2007-2008, the use of WordPress and Comics Press really exploded as well in the last year or so. As soon as people get serious about their webcomics, they break out on their own and off the Drunk Ducks and the comic and the comic spaces. And get their own websites, and WordPress has really helped out with that. And I guess this year was really big for that, I think.
I think it exponentially rise this year quite a bit.
Yeah.
Hopefully people will actually take notice and really give webcomics the credit that they truly do.
Zim is complaining that we're just recycling all the points from the shows that he's been on. Well, you know, I'm sorry, Hunter, but the problem is this is a end of year show, and my memory, being as old as I am, only goes back a couple of weeks. So
what was your name again?
Well, yeah, exactly. So I'm sorry if we're just, you know, if I had time and the energy and a job that I needed to get it away from, I probably could have gone back through all the past 52 gig casts and figured out other things to talk about. But anyway,
well, it's not that hard.
From every one of them.
We mentioned that Platinum Studios was kind of big in the news.
Yeah.
They beginning of last year they went public, and they their stock used to be worth something.
Well,
they're down to what, 4 cents now?
Actually, I think it dropped low enough where they stopped listing it, which is not a good sign.
So now's the time to buy if you want to save Junk Duck.
Well, I'm not even sure if you can.
The whole keyword there was if you want to save Drunk Duck.
Right.
You know.
Well, but the problem is, it's, I don't know. I think if you wait around long enough, they'll sell it. I really do. I think they don't understand how good of a product it really is. Well, you know what? I think they do understand how good of a product it is because every damn press release they have,
they mention Drunk Duck.
They mention Drunk Duck and about how great of a site it is, and it is. But it's great because of the community that was there before they got it. So,
yeah.
You know,
hey, here's
kind of a shame.
Here's a question that I don't know the answer to. Were there any webcomics that you were reading out there that kind of fell off the face of the earth this year? Anybody? They're that forgettable, aren't they? Yeah.
Well, no Pink Ponies stopped, but they actually, you know, updated today.
Oh.
Weirdly enough, after like 8 months.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about the web. You never really know when they're gonna.
Well, Planet Karen did that too. Karen sort of fell off.
Is she back? She was gone for the longest time. She updated once or twice.
She was gone.
And then disappeared again.
Well, she was. It was a very short disappearance, and she's sort of updating sporadically at this point, but she's been updating at least.
Oh, that's
cool. She was gone for months, which was, you know, weird for me to keep checking, but
yeah. Well, not really. When I was like, that she was always one that I would check every day, even when I was again at work and was trying to do something else besides work. But again, I haven't had a chance to I got to really get my my routine down again, where I can start checking things and looking at for comics that I used to read and that sort of thing. Hey, there's one. A couple of comics that did come like back out of the blue. And besides Sword in Hand, you got Brian. Not Brian. What's his name? Got Ink Tank.
I love it.
The Ink Tank.
Ink Tank.
Barry Smith, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
We only interviewed him.
Yeah, he came back out of retirement.
I've been reading Barry since, like, Weekend Warriors.
Yes, me too.
I'm so happy to get back.
I was like a little fanboy.
Oh, and Inks Technology. He's bringing the Inks Technology guys back. This is great.
Yes.
Yeah, I was really excited to see that he spun that off. And, you know,
how to bring it around, you know? Just to bring him back in without changing up the strip completely, but yet still... You know, TV executives wish they could do something like that, where, you know, it'd be kind of like if Joss Whedon started up another show and somehow able to finagle the Firefly people back in without looking really stupid. Would be really cool.
You know, I would watch that.
I would too, definitely. Okay, so
what do you guys think is the web comic of the year? Seriously, what webcomic this year stood out more than everybody else?
Mad Scott.
In a good way.
No, I'm serious. I think Scott really hit his stride this year. I think all that daily drawing he's been doing has finally kicked in, and not finally kicked in, but has really, I think Scott's really hit his, that last, I mean, perfect strip. Brian and I were talking about it this morning in the park, believe it or not. The one with the chicken nuggets. Beautiful. It was very well drawn. The action was awesome. The timing was perfect. You nailed it with that one, man. I can feel you. I can feel you blushing from here. But you did. And I think that should be in any paper as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, yeah, besides Scott. Let's see.
No, it's not count. We'll count him.
Okay, sure, we'll count him.
Let's count him. But let's think of some other. Kookaburra, that was outstanding this year. I know a lot of people like to talk about it, but Dresden Codex stood out to me as being a big one this year.
Yeah, they're definitely on a whole level of their own. Both of those. I'm trying to think of some others that
Sinfest stood out this year.
He's been consistent for years, though.
With the political stuff he did this year was fabulous.
XKCD stood out.
Yeah, that's
well. That was kind of his breakout year, wasn't it? I mean, he's been going around for a while.
Well, not only that, he got a lot of mainstream press.
Right, that's what I mean. That's what I mean by the breakout year. People online have been following him for years, but now that just that he got that little push, they now, you know, with, you know, Will Wheaton tweeting about him and everything else, and the Bad Astronomer blogging about him.
I would actually consider XKCD to be the webcomic of the year, in my opinion, just for everything that he got involved with and the increase in the amount of hits between, you know, the start of the year to the end of the year.
So, now, this isn't necessarily a comic, but one thing that really stood out this year is how many people were doing Ustream.
Oh, yeah.
Ustream became such a huge tool for people.
Yeah, the whole use of the whole use of video in the filming yourself doing the creation process. Really, you're right. That is pretty huge between Ustream and YouTube. Sure.
Yeah. I enjoyed Krishna's very much. I mean, he just loves to teach.
Well, there's a kind of a break. I mean, he's breaking his mold and reinventing himself this year, big time. From a guy who just did a
small cube.
Yeah, I mean that was a big change for him. He was plotting, not I won't say plotting along, but he was just doing the single page PC weenies, you know, for years. And this year he really shook things up with changing the format of PC weenies, launching Uncubed, doing the podcast. You know, the Sequential Artist Pub. Which I try to hack every time I get a chance, you know, hack into and take over, but he doesn't let me. He's very good at that. as well as the Ustream stuff. He's really, really reinvented himself as an online artist, for the better. I mean, he's doing great. And again, here's a good chance. Here's a good time to mention he's in the new Night Gig sampler, which is available for pre-order now at nightgig.com. He's got there's two different covers he did again. He did the cover last year, doing it again this year. We have a Con exclusive distress cover. It looks like you've been lovingly reading it for years. Great job. And there's also a mint cover, which will be available after the convention for print on demand from Indie Planet. What?
I finally got the Platinum Studios finance portfolio to pull up.
Yeah.
They're at 0.019.
19 cents a share.
No.
Oh.
0.019.
Oh, like 2 cents a share.
Like just shy of 2 cents a share.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're delisted, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Men in Black only comes around once in a lifetime, I guess. But anyway, there's a lot of great people.
I'm sorry, we talked over somebody there. What was that?
I was just going to say, if someone has a couple $1,000, they could become the next Platinum Studios CEO.
Well,
I don't want to buy their debt.
The weird thing is, though, if you tried to buy Platinum outright, you can't afford it. They really do have some very, very high dollar investments. The problem is it's hard to make that intellectual property to turn that into dollars unless you are making television shows or, I don't know, putting out comic books.
Yeah.
There would be a thought.
What are you talking about? They put out comic books. I must have got 7 or 8 copies of Cowboys and Aliens at last year's MegaCon.
For free, even.
Yeah.
Here's a novel idea. Trade paperbacks are huge.
Uh-huh.
How about you use the stuff that you've got online and organize a trade paperback for sale and sell it to the million-plus subscribers you have to Drunk Duck?
No.
No, I'm sorry. That would make sense.
Because then they'd have to write up contracts that people wouldn't pick apart and destroy, and unlike the ones they were doing for their, that DJ Coffin got involved in. But, whatever.
Whatever. You know what I say? I say they break Drunk Duck off into its own little company so that people can stop picking on it as being part of Platinum Studios.
Yeah.
And they do some stuff like that. Because that's what you would need to do, is you need to make it a smaller company and, a little mom and pop kind of a organization. And you could get away with paying people, $20 for their contribution. Sure. And then let them keep the rights to their own stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it could be done.
Put out anthologies. People put anthologies out all the time.
Yep. Okay. Anyway, as I was talking about before, I was so interestingly interrupted. There's nothing wrong with what you're talking about. Well, the GigCast Night Gig Webcomic Sampler 4th Edition. Some great stuff in there. We've got Casey Green. He's back. We've got a story, again, an exclusive story from Gods of Archelon, Chuck Rolls and Steve Rolls there, giving us a great story of the gods, as well as we got a couple people had to drop out, but some of the people have stepped up, so Matt Scott's going to be in there. We've also got a stupid story. All right, we're still working on that. But Brian Gibson, who was here recently, earlier on the show, is going to have some pages in there. We've got a Nick Nitro's got a story in there. Who am I missing? Krishna, of course, known as a cover. He's also got some pages of PC Weenies and Uncubed in there, which is going to be great.
We got some surprises.
Yeah, there's some really nice stuff. And the beautiful thing is, if you pre-order. You will get not only will you get the con exclusive cover, it'll be signed by everybody that's available at the convention. That's part of the book. You'll get con sketches from everybody that from Night Gig, including, I might add, Brian Anderson, nationally syndicated comic artist. And Krishna's going to stop by. I'm going to get some sketches from him. What?
Whenever you're done pimping yourself,
hey, go ahead.
NightGig.com. You know who else got into?
What's that?
You know who also got into the webcomic business? Warren Ellis. Warren Ellis launched Freak Angels.
Did that go anywhere?
Yeah. Well, it's still going. I mean, it's...
Okay.
I imagine it's doing better than we are.
Well, I'm sure. it's got his name. I mean, come on. But then again, he tried to do that whole Rocket Pirate back in then.
That really... I don't think he really tried to do that. I think he sort of announced that, and then it didn't really happen. And then Freak Angels is a little bit easier.
I'm kind of pissed because I had the he got Rocket Pirate, and everybody I talked to who tried to get in that got rejected. So I bought the URL Reject Pirate, and thinking I could take advantage of that. All the people that the great webcomic people that didn't get into Rocket Pirate, I was going to have them be able to be a Reject Pirate, and then the Rocket Pirate went nowhere. So of course, then Reject Pirate didn't go anywhere either.
We really should have kept that URL though.
The Reject Pirate.
Yeah, that would have been a great, you know, the dating site kind of a thing.
Yar.
Did your old lady. Not for the regular pirate dating website.
Yar. Exactly. Did your old lady make you walk the plank again?
I like me a good shiny hook. Arr.
Have we got the wenches for you? Arr. Yeah, exactly.
Are you a reject pirate?
Yar.
Yar.
Yeah, it could have been so much with that.
Well, one of the sad news this year was Gary Gygax passing.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry.
Speaking of which, I have I have a mint condition Advanced Dungeons & Dragons Player's Handbook and Dungeon Master's Guide here. If anybody wants to purchase them, just let me know.
Are they signed by Gary?
No, they could be.
Yeah, give it 5 minutes.
Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah, that is sad. I feel like we're doing a really bad award show here, where we're flashing the screens of all the people that died over the last year, and who the hell was that?
Well, that was only one person.
Only one person. I know. Well, yeah. But, hey.
I can't think of any webcomic artists that died.
There's still time. There's still time. It's only 10:41 Eastern. We got at least an hour and 20 minutes in the United States. Probably more if you're further west. No problem.
So, yeah, go out and kill the next webcomic artist before midnight? Or you win a prize?
Where does Kurtz live again? I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Kidding or not, that's...
I don't think I have any webcomic artists within driving distance.
The Secret Service will start knocking on my door. Yeah.
Well, karma will bite you in the ass.
I know it will. And watch him disappear into mysterious circumstances, and the CIA gets the FBI listens to this podcast for some unknown reason. Yeah, Mr. Sherry, I'd like to talk to you. I didn't know. I swear.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Speaking of death, you know what? Kind of this year was the year for Hot Comics ripping you off. How many comic artists out there got ripped off by Hot Comics or Hot Topics?
Oh, Hot Topic, yeah. Was that this year? Or was that last year?
Well, that's sort of ongoing, but yeah. It's been like Jess Fink. Trying to think of some of the point. Who did our buttons?
Mod button.
Yeah, maybe there was a ton of.
Yeah,
I mean,
yes, Vertigo,
the big thing was Todd Goldman the one year, but yeah, I mean, they just continue to every couple of months, the Hot Topic has to go to their lawyers to go, okay, we ripped somebody off again.
Yeah.
Can we get that fixed there?
Do you blame them that they don't every design they get from the artists that they pay? Do they go and they have to verify that it's original? I mean, you can't expect them to check everything.
No, but at least you can try to hire some people who
ethics.
Hot what? Pockets.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can try to hire companies that are at least, that if they do something like that, that you can at least go after those companies. I mean, but no, not Hot Topics. They just kind of, oh yeah, we'll buy that. That's great. We don't care.
Wendell, that's actually the people listening to the Gigcast you're hearing in the background, not the Times Square background and the webcam going on there. That's us. Sorry, I'm just kind of glancing at the chat now and again, and Wendell was saying how he's got live Times Square window and up one and listen to us, and it's like hearing the. Anyway, yeah. So, what's the over and under on Dick Clark actually making it through midnight?
Dick Clark's going to live to be 112.
I think he is 112. So
dude,
that's
he's like 79.
200,012, isn't he?
Yes, he's still alive.
No, he just turned 70, like 79, I think I heard.
But he's turning the main range. I mean, pretty much the show is being run by Ryan Seacrest, and he's just kind of in the NBC studios, you know, there to kiss his wife at midnight. You know, he's, but anyway.
Really? Is that true?
Yeah.
So I was kind of hoping they booted Ryan Seacrest off.
No, it's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. It's the actual title of the show. So. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, the fireworks are starting here in Palm Harbor, Florida. There's a What?
Sorry, you're talking about fireworks, but yeah. I was just thinking of, as I was kind of going through some notes, kind of a cool thing is Chris Crosby acquired full ownership of Keenspot.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he bought out his partners.
Kind of turned that around a little bit. There was some movement.
Yeah,
there.
Really, Dave. Keenspot has had very much a second wind come about this year.
Yeah,
they've picked up some really good comics.
Casey Green, for instance.
Well, and they did some stuff with David Riddick, even.
Oh yeah.
So it's they're picking up talent again, well, which is good. Cool because for a long time it was like. It was for a long time. They were just kind of like, "Oh yeah, whatever."
But remember, back in the day, that was what everybody aspired to in the webcomics. They sign up on Keen Space and they diligently worked hard, hoping to get spotted. You want to get spotted? That was it.
Well, I kind of there's still something like in the back of my head that I'd love to get spotted. You know, it would be then I could have like 103 readers instead of 102.
Get the one guy from Keen Spot. Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah. It's kind of like. It would be nice in a way that it would be nice to – I'm trying to think of a good analogy. Like winning an award that really isn't that prestigious anymore but really was something back in the day. You know what I mean? That part of my brain shut down right now.
Hey, while that's shutting down, wasn't it Diesel Sweeties who got syndicated and then told the syndicate to go F themselves?
Something along those lines, yeah.
Yep. Whoa.
Yeah.
He got syndicated in 2007 and quit in 2008.
Well, there you go. He told them to go F themselves in 2008, so that counts.
And on the topic of, I guess, 14 spotters, there was all of the business
keep
with the Half-Pixel crew.
Uh-huh.
And How to Make Webcomics came out in 2008, and then their acquisition of webcomics.com and all of that.
Yeah, the Half Pixel guys really, they joined together and turned it up a notch big time this year with their podcast, which is it's a very entertaining podcast. I mean, when I was listening to the podcasts, I really enjoyed listening to that one.
It would exactly live up to the weekly title they've got stuff to do.
Don't we all? Yeah, no kidding. Believe you me, it's tough putting out a weekly podcast when you just got to get one guy together with. Never mind trying to get four guys together. What's so funny, Scott?
Zim.
What did he
say? Shh, a girl is talking.
Hey, you guys, shut up. This is my podcast now.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, now I'm
thinking. further proof how much power women really do have over webcomic nerds.
We could probably do this more often than just on New Year's.
And we probably should do this more often.
Yeah, I think so. Even if we just muted everybody else and just did the regular show, let them listen and have the chat room going on at the same time.
Sure.
And there will be a talk show version of this podcast available, but I'm actually recording on the way I usually record on the other machine, so I'll be able to the higher quality, or I'm assuming I'll sign better. I don't know about you guys. Show will go out on the regular feed, so you won't have to find this podcast any place special. So
you'll sound better, says you.
It's all relative. It's all relative. I'm talking vocal quality, see, I can't even talk. There we go. Not a perfect example.
You know, there is one thing to be said about live podcasting is the fact that the spontaneity is just so much better.
Well, Well, the thing is, I really don't edit the Gigcast that much anymore. I used to at the beginning. I used to do a lot of editing, but now it's pretty much, you know, unless somebody says something really stupid or a really long awkward pause or a technical glitch, I don't edit much at all.
You can edit that out, right?
Exactly. Yeah, there's that old joke. Yeah, we'll fix that in post. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah.
I don't think I listen to a single podcast that doesn't mention that they'll edit something out and never edit it out. So no, you're in good company.
It's not worth it.
No,
TVP never edits.
Yeah, I think they have to say we never edit it.
Since we've got about 10 minutes left, what are some things you're looking forward to in 2009?
Getting a job.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be nice.
Quitting smoking.
Good one.
Ooh.
I recommend
attending my first con here to actually bring it back to webcomic-y things.
which con are you going to go to?
I actually just sent in my early bird registration for SPX in Maryland. It's not until the end of September, but they do their registration really early.
Nice.
And as I've learned, it's never too early to start planning your con.
Never.
Saving up for your con.
Yeah. Or to fix your car, whichever comes first.
Yeah, that's really... Yeah, never underestimate the power of a water pump to really, really spoil your vacation fun.
I'm looking forward to hopefully finding the perfect way to meld webcomics and ukulele together in perfect harmony. That's what I'm working for.
Interesting.
Yeah, good luck with that, okay? I wish you all the best with luck with that one.
You can edit that out in post, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Edit who?
Yeah, probably me. No. Personally, for me, I'm just looking forward to the next few months anyhow. And see what's going to happen. It's a new year.
Oh, yeah. You mean that whole presidential thing that happened? That thing?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that too.
What happened in 2008?
I don't know. Canada, he doesn't really care.
Yeah,
you're up there laughing at us already.
I don't know, man. We'll have to see. Bye, Willis. Thanks for stopping by. Put your URL in real quick, and I'll before we're gonna start wrapping this up real soon. So if you guys in the chat room want to put your URLs in one more time, I'll be sure to announce who's been here and make it nice. And
you guys can go over.
No, we can't because
it's New Year's Eve,
and there's family obligations I really don't want to start the year 2009 in as much as a doghouse I've been in lately. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know
what?
Just for the record, is that there have been a lot of good communities that started up this year as well.
Yes.
It's a lot more camaraderie between the webcomic authors. It's been wonderful to see.
Yeah, no kidding. I know Third World didn't start last year, but they've really kicked it up a notch in their webcomics this year. All those guys at Third World are awesome. You got the Telltale Features.
Yourself, Nightgate crew really shined up a little this year as well.
A little bit. We got some getting nice redesigns and getting things going, and we're hoping to expand the Night Gig family in 2009. Because nowadays, with hosting being so cheap and everything, people don't really need to find a place to host their stuff. But if looking for a community to join, everybody's got a Night Gig. If it's a webcomic, chances are it's a Night Gig, unless you're somehow making money off it. So pretty much everybody can join Night Gig, more or less. So we're looking to find some way to make that more of a reality.
For a small fee, you too can be a member of Night Gig.
That's right. You can have your name registered in the Star Registry at the U.S. Postal Service or whatever it is.
Isn't that the biggest scam that you can find?
I think so. Buy a star. Yes. All right. So anyway, we've got, of course, TGT Webcomics, Vertigo X there. He put his thing in, which is excellent. And their podcast is on Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. in the normal world. It's on TalkShoe, and then the ID number is 22928. I would say I'd put all this in the show notes, but again, not going to happen. Of course, Zim's got Sword in Hand at swordinhand.com. I'm waiting for Katie to put hers in because I don't remember it again, and it was really weirdly spelt, and I'm not even going to try. Katie. ThinkSync.com, of course. Exim goes synchro something. Very good. Think.
I'm not really sure why I typed that instead of just saying it out loud.
No, it's fine. No, it's better. Believe me, it's better. And of course, Denise has got KNComics.com.
KNComics.
Yeah, KNComics.
Denise has got some of the more entertaining Twitters, too.
Dungeon Warden's got DungeonLegacy.com. All these wonderful people that stop by to make our year end gigcast the successful podcast that it was. Is. Still is. Hey, I want to be sure to mention Mike Moss for the gigcast.com webcomic wire. A couple times a week, he puts in a plethora of links to stuff going on in the webcomic world. And if I was more on top of things, I would probably grab more links out of that to talk about on the show. But again, that's a resolution for next year. So I think Mike Moss also does the webcomic Quitting Time, I believe, at quittingtime.com.
Quitting-time.
I believe.com. He also has a story in the Night Gig webcomic sampler number 4. That's right. You can pre-order now at nightgig.com. That's right.
Now, for a small fee, you too can.
That's right. Only $10 pre-order. It'll help us print it, and you'll get all the extras, all the con extras that the people that actually buy it at the convention won't get.
You got to start calling like 3 easy payments of.
And after the convention, you can get the special cover.
You can't get it after this. Yeah, unless there's any leftovers. But after that, if you're gonna do print on demand after that, it's gonna just be the mint cover. It won't be the lovingly distressed looking cover. It's not actually lovingly distressed. It just looks like it. So, but yeah, if you're listening to this on the Talk Shoe feed, you're not gonna hear the music. But if you did get it off the regular Gigcast feed, the music is of course by Beat Nick Turtle at beatnickturtle.com and thesongoftheday.com. Those guys rock. Oh, big time.
We also got to thank our favorite shallow thought person, Christiana Ellis. Thank you, Ellis. I said Warren Ellis earlier in the show. So when I went to go say Christiana Ellis, I went, no, that's not her last name. No,
it is indeed. You can find her at ChristianaEllis.com and also at SpaceCasey.com and ShallowThoughts.libsyn.com for her daily podcast. That's right. You only hear one a week here on the Gigcast, but she does one every single day from the mind of somebody that really needs help, but she's awesome. And of course, usually Brian Anderson would have his picks for this week in the TBBA Spotlight. Didn't happen this week, that bastard Brian Anderson, he'll be at MegaCon. Check him out at DogEatDoug.com as well as follow him on Twitter at Twitter.com/DogEatDoug. All right, we'll see you later for your music and money chat. Thanks for dropping by. Yes, please do. He was in the chat room. The chat room had a bunch of people in it. We had Dungeon Warden, Horatio, Mad Scott, of course. You're in there, but whatever. Frump, of course.
Am I?
Katie Skulski. All these people we talked about before. Zim was here. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks so much for stopping by. And hopefully 2009 will continue to be a great year for all of webcomics, not just Night Gig and the Gigcast. But we promise you we'll be here every week to give you what's going on in the world of Night Gig and the webcomics world in general. Frump, hey man, I want to give you a special thanks for stopping by. Frump.net, check out webcomics listing there. Great resource to find all kinds of wonderful stuff about webcomics. The man's probably one of the hardest working men in webcomics right now. Thank you very much for stopping by.
Glad to. Had a lot of fun. Excellent. And Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to everybody. Hopefully 2009 will be better than 2008. But after all, it almost has to be, right? Right? Say yes. All right, folks. This is JT Schaefer, everybody here at Night Geek Studios and the Gigcast. And until next time, and until next year, enjoy your web comics. This has been the Gigcast. Remember, all links mentioned on today's show can be found at our homepage at www.thegigcast.com. The Gigcast asks, what's your gig? Let us know. Drop us a line at gigcast@nightgig.com or call our voicemail line at 1-206-203-3334. The best we played every week on the show. Help us help you let people know what is your night gig.
Music for the GigCast provided by Beatnik Turtle at beatnikturtle.com and by Corey Smith at myspace.com/TheCoreySmith. The GigCast is a production of Night Gig Studios at nightgig.com, where it's not about what you do to live, it's about what you live to do. Nightgig.com. What's your gig?
One.
Oh, that's great. Was that like 6 minutes ago?